Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is 8 minutes past the hour of 12. Yes, we are working today, carrying the economy on our back. Chad Arman, Chris Tubbs is here. Harrigan, he doesn't care about the economy. He doesn't care about America. You never can trust him. It is part two of Dumber Than We Thought. Adam Robert Carter continues from his show. Hopefully you check that out on a regular basis with Jordana. No Jordana today. So we'll be back with Adam on Monday, 9 to noon. You can find Adam and Jordana's excellent show anywhere you find your podcasts. You can check them both out on Twitter. You can find our show on the all the podcasting opportunities. Okay, at some point last night, Mr. Carter, I offered up this tweet at Chad Hartman Show. Okay, I will say it. When you include everything, including off-the-field nonsense, consistency, variety of routes, use him everywhere, hands, catching the ball in traffic, no meltdowns during games. Give me Jefferson over Moss. I said it. Everything has to be considered. You say what?
I understand that, but I think I consider place and time. And I look at Randy Moss and how he changed the game, how he changed the trajectory of the Minnesota Vikings franchise, and I still say Randy Moss. I just think that his arrival was such a significant event, not only for the Vikings, but I think for football and how it was played. Different times. I mean, it wasn't that long ago, but it's certainly a different game now where we emphasize the passing game much more than it was when in Randy Moss's time. But you could argue that Randy Moss had a big role in that, in chucking it deep. And
I don't think we use the word chucking enough, too.
I love the term chucking it. Mm-hmm. Chuck it. Chuck it up there. So I still lean Randy Moss, although Justin Jefferson, like for all the aforementioned things you stated in your tweet, is pretty darn good.
He is, in my view, and again, I see him. I don't see Jamar Chase quite as much. Mm-hmm. I don't see Tyreek Hill quite as much, but I've watched those guys play a lot, and they're spectacular. To me, Jefferson is clearly the best receiver in the game. Now, to your point, I don't disagree with any points on your two major ones. Where were the Vikings going until Moss arrived? It was, you know, the Vikings handed this baton to the Flip McHale Garnett Wolves, where it was one and out, one and out. Denny took over a Bernsey-led group that was toast, done. It was going to be rebuilding. And because Denny was such a good coach, they started winning right away. But outside of the bizarre Giants game, which at the same time Denny was threatening to buy the team and buy out the ownership and sue them all, they weren't winning. I mean, you could not forget how amazing that was with Denny when he wrote the book. They weren't going anywhere, and Moss comes in. I remember talking to my, still my guy, Jeff Diamond, Vikings general manager, and like a day or two in, he just tells me, you are not going to believe how good this guy is. I go, yeah, I've seen, you know, Chris Carter. He goes, no, you're not going to believe. And you're right. He changed the direction of the Vikings. He changed the energy. He changed the fans. He caused the NFC North teams to every year to take three different cornerbacks.
Yep.
I'm not trying to dismiss Moss. And Moss at his peak is the best wide receiver ever. The problem is his peaks, and it's not like they were small windows of time, but we forget about walking off the field, or we forget the 41 donut game when he literally is trying to get five people on the field. We forget the locker room stuff that he was causing. We forget when he would check out in games. Mm-hmm. We forget when Mike Tice had to kiss his butt with the Randy ratio. So if it's just purely at their best, yeah, at his best, I think he's better than Rice. Now, Rice just never wanes, so Rice is better. I just look at Jefferson. There's no nonsense.
Yep.
You use him everywhere. His hands, I don't think we gave his hands enough credit. He goes into traffic like he gets smashed in the play last night, and you assume he's going to catch it. Heck, he throws the ball pretty good. Although actually, Moss did too. There's no drama with him. There's nothing. His numbers are better. So pure impact in the league, no. Pure impact and change in the direction of the franchise, no. But if you include all the stuff, even if you disagree with me, it's damn close.
Yeah.
And again, like Moss too, they lucked into Jefferson because so many teams passed on him. And by the way, with Moss, passed on him because of the legal stuff and the off-the-field stuff. Jefferson was just such a great draft, and teams blew it and selected the wrong guys.
Yep. Yep. But it's whatever you want to say. Like, you select this stuff, you know, the elimination of the off-the-field stuff too, which can't be discounted, but I also include just the impact on the team and the league, especially given the times and how the game has changed, even from 1998 to 2005 to where we're at now.
It's a pretty good run of receivers in this franchise's history.
Yep.
Because somewhere Chris Carter is raising his hand right now and saying, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Did you miss me? And maybe the most underrated Viking of all time is Anthony Carter.
Anthony Carter.
I don't get why. I mean, I do get it a little bit. Is he's kind of a surly human being, okay? He doesn't come back and participate in all the Vikings things. Anthony Carter at Michigan was like, I mean, there weren't many players like Anthony Carter in college football at the time. In fact, there was no one like him. Mm-hmm. Then he goes to USFL, and when he comes here, the 87 playoff run is all about one guy, Anthony Carter. And, you know, Rashad was good. Sammy White was good. Carter is forgotten. So if you're a Viking fan and just want to watch wide receivers, pretty good. I also want to applaud Adam Thielen last night.
Yes.
For on national television, having a bad turkey and spitting it out right on the field.
Bravo, sir.
I mean,
that Bemidji,
did somebody
state,
else have
Bemidji
to go
state
pick
education.
That up later, though?
Yeah, probably. What is that? I don't know. How about his handshake with Bill Belichick?
Oh.
Remember, those two got into it last game, right? Is that?
Yes.
On the sideline?
I don't know if. Yes, you're right. It was. Thielen doesn't squawk. Let's go with that term since you went chuck it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go squawk as much as he used to.
Chirp.
Chirp. Adam, I don't know if you know this. He's from Minnesota.
Bemidji State.
Yes, exactly. He could be kind of a whiner on the field. Maybe he's kind of lost that. Yep. I don't know if Belichick just remembered that or was so bitter, but that was not a stop and chat, was it?
No. It was a like a blow by, like the old the best blow by ever.
I still remember it was the
Jim Harbaugh, Jim Schwartz. That one was the best.
that was tremendous. Jim Schwartz. You know, he had two NFL coaching opportunities, but he seems like somebody just should be an assistant, right? Jim Schwartz. Yes. The long handshake, you know, all that nonsense. That was good. Okay, let's pause. Adam's here for another segment. Major Garrett is here at the bottom of the hour. Is it time to check the cranium and see what's working? When I'm suggesting Justin Jefferson, better than Randy Moss. You want to chime in with the phone call? You want to chime in with the text? You absolutely can. 651-461-9226.
Yeah, I mean, to be able to play here on Thanksgiving at home, family, all the family here, ready for Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow night, as I got turkey in my mouth. But it's a little dry.
Hey, that's the best. I was just about to say, this is the one night your mom always tells you not to eat with food in your mouth. This is the one. Take a bite.
Oh, I've been biting.
Oh, you have? Okay. Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah, that's Adam Thielen just pointing out the truth. Turkey's always dry, spitting it out. Again, folks, confused. I would think by now you know this. Adam Thielen from Bemidji. That's where he had all of his success. More significant, getting boat raced by Dallas or 4 days later, the bounce back against an overhyped team. The Patriots. They had won 5 of 6, but they're beating Zach Wilson. They're beating the Colts. I mean, they're beating just dreadful teams.
Did they beat the Bills, though?
They did beat the Bills, but what do we think about the Bills right now? Yeah. They barely beat the Lions.
Man Campbell.
I was in and out of that game. It sounds like the Lions might have screwed up some
no
clock management. I mean, this is my shocked, this is my shocked face and
Tony
and
Romo.
Voice.
Tony Romo, why does he? He's always like telling the replay guy, "Okay, stop this, stop it there. Okay, play it. Okay, roll it." Does he really need to do that?
Wow, how long have you hated Tony Romo?
Come on, Tony.
Are you done with Romo?
Yeah, we thought he was great, and then I don't know.
I still think he's good, but I don't think he's as revolutionary as we once thought. Mm-hmm. Do you think Jim Nance is sitting there on another Thanksgiving and saying, can I just be back in Monterey? I mean, can we go back to just calling these games from our houses? Did Jim really care about that Buffalo-Detroit game? How many holidays has Jim missed?
Oh, and you got to be in Detroit, too. You're like... Oh,
whoa, did you say that to Murph?
I did.
Come on. Fools. Suggesting he's Thielen's from Detroit Lakes but went to Mankato.
Oh, come on.
What kind of Wikipedia are you going to?
Checking
by the way, before I get to your answer on more significant, the Dallas shellacking or the win last night among the techs, unlike Moss, Jefferson doesn't shirk from getting hit while trying to catch over the middle, and points out just the height difference and how it magnifies Jefferson. Yeah, Randy didn't exactly love the middle. That is for sure. I still think the Dallas loss is more significant because if you're trying to judge them as a team, they're going to make the playoffs. That's a given now. Did I think they were going to the start of the year? Absolutely not. No, I did not. I thought they'd be on the edge, maybe. But in the end, no, I did not. But I don't, I mean, I think Dallas is very good. I don't think they're the, you know, 85 Bears or the 86 Giants. They beat just an okay team at home. And then the type of team they're going to have to beat in either the first or second round, beat them by 37. So I still think that's the more significant one.
I don't. I think the bounce back game on a short week. Short week. I love that term.
You're a big bounce back guy, aren't
bounce
you?
Bounce back, short week. I think that's more significant, even though, yes, it's not the Tom Brady, you know, mid-2000s Patriots. It's still, I think, more impressive. And like I said, like I talked about earlier, it was like such textbook how all their games have been this year. They come out with the well-executed first drive.
Yep.
Score the touchdown.
Touchdown is 7 of the 11 opening drives. That's then pretty remarkable.
Yeah, then it becomes a track meet, back and forth, and then they find a way.
You got all the cliches. You got all the football terms. You're track chucking meets. It. Track meet? I mean,
I just want to work in, loaded for bear, pin the ears back and bring the house.
Yes.
I can use that. They take the touchdown to go up, and then they pin the ears back and bring the house and get two significant, tackles, TFLs.
Yeah. The defensive line finally showed up after they turned Mac Jones has been dreadful
right
this whole year.
I think Zadarius
two more points
is a little hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he is. Daniil, I think the injuries just changed him. He's let's just be honest, he's not the same player once was. Two last points, we got to go to our guy, Major Garrett.
Get into shape.
Yeah, exactly. Your arms, Daniil. Come on. How long does Hunter Henry have to have the ball? I mean, I'm sorry, if I get to run the NFL, that's a touchdown.
Yeah.
Catches it, he's obviously in the end zone. If he runs that ball that way, that's a touchdown, right? There's no denying. But go to the ground, roll around, go home, have turkey, wake up, take a shower. If he doesn't hold the ball the entire time, I hate that rule. Yes. He caught it. He was over the goal line. That's a touchdown.
I agree with you. I was thinking, that call could go either way, really, and it would. But yeah, I don't understand. Was it Dez Bryant? Was that the original? What is a catch? What isn't a catch?
Dez was, and that was awful too. Yeah. That was a touchdown, right? It's there's no comparison to what happens if you run it.
Yes,
and you fling it ahead.
Yes,
and then it gets knocked away, and the guy barely has control when he flings it ahead. But that's a touchdown versus now you have to show it to your newborn child in the hospital and it's still in your bosom. Yes. In your bosom. Also, sign me up for the Vikings Thursday night games every year. For me, it works out great because I got to say, listen, I got to work. I got to watch the game.
Yes.
So if anybody wants to linger, get out of here. We were debating, and you brought it up on your show, too. What's the time limit? That I think that's a great way to get people out of the house. Is the fear, though, that the diehard sports fan might say, hey, okay, I watch the game with you?
Yeah, they're going to want to watch it with you. I have to focus. I got to take notes.
Yeah, no, I don't want you coming over at 12 and you're still at my house at 10:30 unless your name is Halle Berry. That's the list.
I got a grade lineman.
Exactly. I got to chart this. What's on the agenda for the rest of the day?
We're just about to figure that out. The Lobster and I are going to decide what to do. Maybe I do have a little foam. I'd like to go watch the match somewhere.
I think that's a good call.
Yeah.
I would do it. Could we get to Russia to come in? I'd love to meet you at a bar and have a cocktail outside. I have to pick up Q. So
to Russia.
Go check and see if O'Dee's is open. If O'Donovan's is open, you got to go
call.
There.
Yeah, that's a good call, too. Yeah.
Check on O'Dee's. All right, my brother. Have a great weekend. We'll talk in text more than people know.
Sounds good.
Major Garrett. Does Major owe us an apology? What is the apology about? We'll tell you that moments on CCO. Major is here. Mr. Garrett is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. I want to start with this question to you, sir. do you owe us an apology? Last week, your main gig right here, WCCO Radio, we're in the middle of an enthralling, important conversation.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And this other two-bit organization called CBS News, I mean, who are they? They say we have this breaking news about Jack Smith, special counsel appointed by Merrick Garland to investigate, I guess, somebody known as Donald Trump, the 45th president of the United States. Mm-hmm. I would have expected that you would have said, hey, CBS, I'm on with Chad Hartman right now. I'm on with WCC Radio. Lose my number until, I don't know, 1253, 1254, and I'll get back to you. But you know what you did to us? You ghosted us, and then you anchored the coverage on the mothership, CBS. I still haven't recovered. So I'm just wondering, as you collectively think about this, if you feel like you should apologize.
Well, you should know, I only responded to the third call.
Oh.
They called twice
before
while I was on with you, yes. And it was the third time they called my main special events producer in New York. The third time I saw him calling, I'm like, okay, this must be serious. I've got to take this call. And then I had to go. So you should know that.
I appreciate it.
Not only did I ignore two calls, there was a battery of other texts that I was not reading. So there was, I created, I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest level of panic imaginable, about a 7 in some offices in New York and Washington before I responded to said inquiries about my availability.
I feel so much better. I would have preferred like a Dan Rather, George H.W. Bush, like empty screen. And then Major will be joining us right now. He's debating Mounds and Almond Joy. So we'll get to this story in a second. I mean, I don't think.
You have to admit, in the grand scheme of things, it was a slightly bigger than average story.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. In fact, I'm going to get to it after one more question.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving for you yesterday. How was it?
Mm-hmm. It was great. In that, my brilliant and beautiful wife and I, Laura, decided to have someone else cook for us. So we went out.
Fabulous.
We went out. We had a lovely dinner for two and a wonderful Thanksgiving. We live downtown in Washington, D.C., and we went to a restaurant very close by. And it was a very, very, very close walk, like about a block. So it was a very easy commute.
That's good.
And it was wonderful. We had never done that before. My two daughters are in New York. My son is here in D.C., and he spent the day with my ex-wife and his girlfriend. So it was just the two of us. So we had someone else cook and clean for us, and it was delightful.
What was your favorite item on the menu?
I will actually tell you, because not very in my experience is generally restaurants talk a good pumpkin pie game, but don't deliver. They deliver. The pumpkin pie and the small dollop of vanilla ice cream was outstanding.
Fantastic.
Everything else was what you would expect, but that was really above and beyond my expectations. Because a lot of, it's great, but no, it's industrial. It's very pre-manufactured. It doesn't have any real great depth of flavor or lightness. And this had great depth of flavor and a degree of lightness. And that's hard to achieve with a pumpkin pie. So they did a great job.
I'm with you 100%. I'm a pecan guy, but pumpkin.
Yeah, sure.
Is very hit and miss. Now, when it's at its best, it's excellent, but oftentimes industrial is the perfect word. It should grab you a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get to Jack Smith. This is significant, important news in so many different ways. Criminality, what happened in our country, what it means historically, what it means for the future politically for Donald Trump. So it was a week ago at this time that Merrick Garland worded leaked out that he was appointing a special counsel, the individual Jack Smith, to investigate the former president and maybe future president on two areas, January 6th itself and the lead up to January 6th, and then the documents, potentially highly classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. Mm-hmm. Has become politicized the last few days because of his wife, because of a contribution to Democrats and a role she played on a Michelle Obama documentary. The comeback has been, and I think a very effective comeback from a lot of Democrats, so if we're going to hold the wife up to a standard, can we bring up the name Ginni Thomas?
Yeah,
and the role
Ginni
Thomas has played leading up to January 6th and since January 6th. So what about that part of the story?
So look, I think we've had this conversation before about Washington being a place of complexities and layers when it comes to professional couples who operate in different spots of the greater power structure of Washington. And this sort of idea that just because a spouse does something that doesn't necessarily impinge upon or undercut or cast doubt on whatever the other spouse does. And that has been historically a standard that Washington has tried to apply. And I have been reluctant to assume the worst about Ginni Thomas and that it would have a direct line to her husband sitting on the Supreme Court. There is certainly a plenty of circumstantial evidence there that would lead one to have some pretty significant doubts. But here's the more important part of the special counsel story. The special counsel is not doing anything that wasn't already done. The special counsel only oversees ongoing investigations. And those ongoing investigations, in the case of January 6th, have unearthed a lot of evidence and prosecuted a lot of people who stormed the Capitol. And on the document side, the special master has been appointed. There's been briefs filed back and forth with the 11th Circuit about the continuation of that process. Everything about the search warrant and the curiosity the government had has been legitimized by the federal courts, all of it. And that's working through the process. And the special counsel is just overseeing those two ongoing investigations. The facts of the matter and the case don't change because a special counsel has been appointed. The only thing that changes is it is an orientation from the Justice Department that sends a signal to the broader country that it has a reasonable expectation an indictment might be filed. And if an indictment is filed, do you want that indictment to carry anything that could contain within it a conflict of interest, which is what the Attorney General said last Friday? He said, look, I'm going to assume, and this department is going to assume, though we don't know, that President Biden means what he says when he says he intends to run. I, and this department, am an instrument of that potential re-election-seeking sitting president. And if I, under my watch, have an indictment of a former president who's now an announced candidate, that creates an obvious conflict of interest. So I need to appoint someone else. Now, the other thing I would say very briefly and slightly comedically, I mean, his name, his nickname is Jack. His full name is John Smith, which when I heard it, I'm like, that's like a phony name out of a noir movie.
Right. You're right.
You know, John, nicknamed Jack Smith, honestly. I mean, right. Is there any harder thing to Google in America than John Smith?
Yes, right.
But
does this person really exist, you know?
And anyone who's been a capable prosecutor in the American justice system has bumped into things that if you are looking for a potential conflict of interest, you're going to find because you're working on high-profile cases with powerful people and powerful interests. If you're not working on cases like that, you're probably not a good prosecutor, you know? So all of this sifting of Jack Smith's past is irrelevant in the sense that he's overseeing investigations that are building evidentiary cases that are going to have to live or die before justices, judges, or juries. Okay? And in the case of the documents at Mar-a-Lago, they've been going through the paces. And every time Trump throws up an appeal or a suggestion or something, the courts knock it down. His track record on this case is very, very bleak. And as to his involvement in what's prosecutable on January 6th, that's going to be new terrain because we've never contemplated, A, what happened. We've never contemplated prosecuting a former president for what happened. That's all brand new terrain.
Last thing, along the same lines involving President Trump, but this is directed at outgoing Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who is a part of the January 6th committee. The Washington Post report, which you're aware of, that you have 15 former and current staffers who spoke on the condition of anonymity, who believe that Liz Cheney is too focused solely on the president and that other parts of the committee's work is pushed aside when it should be a large part of this report, and it's not just Trump-centric. She and this and her staff, Congresswoman Cheney, have pushed back. What is your reaction to this story?
Well, I can imagine staffers wanting to push back on Liz Cheney and wanting all of their work to be reflected in the final report. They're invested in their work, and they're invested in what they discovered and what they learned and how they believe it creates a larger narrative arc to this entire grotesque story of everything that led up to January 6th and beyond. Liz Cheney is quite obviously a dominant and domineering figure on the panel and been the focus of tremendous attention and has said among the most memorable things of anyone appearing before a microphone on behalf of the committee and behalf of the Constitution. I predict to you this is going to be worked out, that everyone's going to find a way to work their way through this, and the final report will be maybe larger than it was going to be contemplated a week ago before the Post story dropped. This feels like classic Washington trial balloonism to me. You push something out and you state a grievance, and that creates a backlash, and then the parties who are still not done with the final work product massage the final work product to be more reflective of the trial balloon put in the public sphere.
Excellent. As always, sir, do not forget Major's best-selling book, The Big Truth, Upholding Democracy in the Age of the Big Lie, and check out his brilliant podcast, The Takeout, on a regular basis. Have a fabulous weekend, and we'll look forward to talking with you next week and seeing you in about 10 days or so. Yes.
Exactly.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Major Garrett with us on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Obviously, this is an atypical day. We're going to get into that topic a couple times before we are done. But I just want to say this. Anybody who's taken time on their off day or just typically working, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, you can podcast the show. We love when folks podcast. Chris is doing it today. We try to give you segments, half hours, hours, just give you all sorts of different ways to listen and consume the show. If you don't like one segment, done. If you like all of it, great. Thank you so much. So just find your podcast. You can get podcasts anywhere. Chad Hartman Show. Also, follow us on Twitter at Chad Hartman Show. Tubbsy, where are you on Twitter?
I am at CM Tubbs.
CM Tubbs to follow Mr. Tubbs. Shaletta, we have some nonsense to discuss, a couple Thanksgiving performances, a little Thanksgiving talk, and some very serious topics. So it will be feisty. It's a Friday, and our friend Shaletta Brundage comes up next hour. But first, CBS News and Laura Oakes on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.